She's a marketing maven. She has defined the marketing strategies for some of South Africa's biggest companies. But here at High FM, we just call her Dina Diamond. This is Monday Marketing.
Dina Diamond, a very good morning again. How are you?
Good morning to you. Listen, from that sting, I'm like, yes, I'm sitting with a huge person.
She's a huge person. Not physically.
It's the heels.
That's what it is.
I'm trying to talk about this outside.
Take it outside, you two. So, Dina Diamond, so last night was the Super Bowl.
Indeed. I mean, massive. I mean, you know, again, so it is one of the most watched televised events in the world in terms of sports events. And ironically, when Donald Trump is beating his drums, the two biggest performances were from J-Lo and Shakira. So proper Latino stars.
That's incredible.
They rocked that stadium.
I didn't see that. I mean, all I did was watch the adverts.
I mean, if you've got two ladies who can shake their booties.
Yeah, it's Shakira and J-Lo.
People were disappointed, though, that Beyonce and Shakira were in the same vicinity, but they didn't perform Beautiful Liar.
Oh, that is true. They were there together.
Listen, the Queen Bee cannot perform everywhere.
And she, I don't know that she could, yeah, it's either her show or no show.
Exactly, you're right.
How Beyonce says that. I speak the Beyonce language.
You do.
Yeah. But, and she also sat down during the anthem.
Which Demi Lovato sang, and she's also superb.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So I don't know how I feel about that, but
again, that's almost like taking a knee.
It is, and I guess maybe playing to the audience, her audience. But I don't know. I thought that was a little unnecessary.
It's also strange because Jay-Z actually has a partnership with the NFL, and he also sat down with Beyonce.
Yes, they both sat. That's true.
You know, they discussed it on the way.
Yeah, exactly.
When they're walking, she's like, I'm wearing the wrong shoes.
Yeah, I just can't stand anymore.
They'll think it's political. It's okay.
Exactly. I'm sitting. Okay, so I'll sit down with you. But, and of course these adverts, the commercials are absolutely huge during the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. And I mean, talking specifically of beers, the Budweiser ads and Heineken ads. I mean, those are millions and millions of dollars. They are the highest paid ads in the world.
Incredible.
I mean, because of the viewership.
But it was interesting. They had Google. Google had an ad, which is
a new one for Google because Google doesn't advertise.
Yeah. It's the first time I've seen that. Did you manage to see the ad?
I didn't actually.
Absolutely beautiful. It was a guy, talking to Google. An older guy's clearly lost his wife, and he's calling up all the memories of her via Google. And, says, just remember how she always would laugh at blah, blah. And then it says, Google says, yeah, I'll remember that. And, you have this whole memory bank being created around really a beautiful
and
memorable.
But I have to say, I didn't see it, but I think that's a genius move by Google because Google's been under a lot of flack lately. And the privacy and the Facebook and all of the stuff that has come up. So
yes.
When you're saying, well, what is the good? Let's focus on what the good is that these sort of entities and social media platforms and internet sort of bring into our lives. And that is it. So.
Yeah. It says that.
Even on your birthday, when Google, it's like, it's happy birthday. It's not your name. You think, wow, look, it's me. It's about me. And it is personalized. And it is actually, because they know, Google knows everything about you.
They do. They don't always tell us, but they do know. Yeah. They don't always share. Well, interesting that, and I was a bit disappointed, Corona didn't advertise. I thought it would have been the perfect place.
You know what? So, I mean, I've heard you discussing this.
Yes.
You're saying like it's a perfect opportunity for Corona.
Well, unless more people start dying, and then of course you don't want to be associated.
So this is the thing, right? So when people are dying, I mean, I know Nando's do brilliant ads and quirky and stuff, especially at the expense of the South African government when the ministers are doing this and that. Mm. But that's just people poking fun at
the situation.
Like,
I mean,
it's not deadly.
They never joked about Issa Dimeni.
No, I mean, and the second, even when the DA put up something, not even a joke.
Yes.
When they used Issa Dimeni in a billboard, it was mass outcry. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it did really no sort of any favors for their brand.
Mm.
So I actually do think Corona is doing the right thing.
Do you?
So I do. Because I think they are remaining silent. They are putting out there that the beer's got nothing to do with the virus.
Yes.
And they have stated that. And they really, I think their belief is that most people actually do understand.
I'm sure people know that.
There's no connection between a beer and a virus. And not only that, but coronavirus, in its actual name of coronavirus, has existed since the 1960s.
Well, I was just going to say, it's been around a long time, the coronavirus.
The 1960s it was first identified. Mm. And with that, obviously, is SARS and MERS. Mm. And only this time has it actually been called coronavirus, so Wuhan coronavirus. Mm. Mm. And the reason it's called corona is because of the crown, the actual structure, molecular structure of what it looks like under a microscope. So that is where the name comes from. So I really believe, I mean, if corona had gone out there and tried to be quirky and like...
I think we had a lot of fun with it. But the reality is... Yes, and we certainly have a lot of fun with it here. But the reality is if you were running their marketing campaign, you probably don't want to co-brand with something that's killing people.
No, absolutely.
And decimating economies.
Yeah, and decimating economies. I mean, the flights have stopped. Hong Kong are protesting. They want the borders closed. It is just so huge. I think the effect.
Okay, you can't take Hong Kong seriously. They protest about everything.
Yeah, they really do.
Another day of rage in Hong Kong. But...
So
Corona definitely, you say, doing the right thing.
I really do believe that they are. I mean, there are thousands. I mean, no, they don't even have to do anything. The memes are like so out there.
So what's interesting?
And not only that, but the spike in internet searches with beer and coronavirus are off the charts.
It's also awkward when you see like someone on Instagram posting a picture and they're holding a Corona and like you'll see the comments like, oh, you're still drinking Corona. Very awkward.
The whole thing is strange. It's true, but I wonder if it certainly created a lot more awareness around the beer.
Absolutely.
So I wonder if sales have spiked as well as, you know, you're saying internet searches, but has it improved sales?
So I did see something that sales have actually dropped. I mean, also I saw a meme. I mean, I don't know if that is actually the case. It might have been just over the time. Corona in itself, so obviously in terms of beers, Corona has actually been going, I think, since 1926, and it's actually the highest selling import beer into the United States. It's got a market, like a brand value of $8 billion. Mm. So that's a fortune.
Wow.
Yeah. So no, it's a massive, massive brand. Again, obviously started in Mexico. But it's got a long history. It's a very entrenched brand. They've done a fortune on, apparently it's not not that I'm a beer expert, but they say it's not the best tasting beer, but because of their marketing strategy and how it's positioned itself in terms of always being associated with fun and friends and light.
So interesting.
See, look at that.
And the test was the test.
And she's completely right. And that's completely where it associates
interesting
itself.
Interesting there.
And not only that, but this is very interesting, is that, you know, it's in a light bottle. Most beers are in a dark bottle. So, and for, in terms of, the best thing for a beer, it's actually better to be in a dark bottle because it protects it and there's a whole bunch of things that go on structurally in the beer. But the fact that it's in a light bottle associates it with how it came out, Corona, meaning like the crown of the sun. So it's light and associated with the beach
sun and beach.
And that's why it's actually in a light bottle and it's always got that little sort of lime on the side.
Yes, yes.
And that was all part of the marketing strategy, which was
very
brilliant.
Very clever. So I'm not a beer drinker either at all. I really don't enjoy beer. But if I was, you know, if I need to have a beer, whatever, if that's what's on offer and you don't want to be rude and whatever, I would take a Corona. And I have no idea why.
Exactly.
And it's light enough for people that drink ciders to actually enjoy it.
It's so interesting.
Yeah. Because it actually also gives you that impression that it's not a heavy beer.
Yes,
it's
maybe
like
that's what it is. It feels sort of a beer light,
yeah,
even though.
It's within reach.
That's very interesting. Mervyn says coronavirus needs to be impeached. Okay. Well, you know, I guess it's a massive thing. They can't exactly rebrand. I mean, they have spent millions of dollars over the years on this brand.
No, absolutely. And, you know, I think because, this will pass. I mean, at the moment, the world feels like it may not. But it will, same as SARS and MERS. And once it's contained, I mean, Corona will again. And the truth is it may actually have a positive image because even subliminally, there is that name, Corona.
Yes, we're hearing it all the time.
So when you're at the store, you may actually reach for a Corona instead of a Budweiser or a Heineken or whatever you previously were buying.
Right.
Talking about names, this is very interesting as well. In the 1970s in the US, there was a product called called AIDS, A-Y-D-S.
Oy.
And it was an appetite-suppressing candy, which was simple but effective enough to be made a household name in the U.S. And the pitch was that consumers could lose weight while eating chocolate, mint, and butterscotch-flavored sweets. Mm. But obviously, once the actual epidemic, in the 1980s, even though they tried to change it to diet AIDS, with its total different spelling,
right.
It didn't work. So they actually, that couldn't even rescue the product. So they had to.
That's interesting. So I wonder if it's because it hadn't been around for as long. It wasn't as established.
Yeah. But I mean, even then, yeah, it was just totally. They just couldn't do it. It wasn't strong enough to maintain.
Well, I guess AIDS also, as you say, the coronavirus will be, it'll go the way of SARS, MERS, you know, all of these types of viruses. And, you know,
we don't
hear more of it. I mean, you do, but it's not the same. Very interesting. I'd love your thoughts, 34519 or 061-895-1019. We'll be back. Time is 8:26. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 Chai FM. We've been doing a broad range of marketing topics today, haven't we? We also wanted to talk about Coca-Cola because last week was the day that Coca-Cola was first registered in the United States as a trademark.
Yes, yes. Listen, I mean, Coca-Cola in terms of being a brand is unbelievable all in itself. I mean, if you look back as well, it was actually first made by a pharmacist. It was actually made to calm anxiety, and it was actually almost sold as a medical product.
Amazing.
I mean, I still use it.
Of people do. It just somehow, you know, you're either a Coke person or you're not. Like, to me, I've never had a thing for Coke.
Oh, no.
Some of my kids do.
And they...
forever weaning themselves off, then they're back on it, then they're weaning themselves off it. I just can't keep track. And then friends will say, okay, fine, I'm only having it on the weekend, otherwise I will not have any. But it becomes a thing that people just need Coca-Cola.
Totally. I mean, listen, it was made in 1886, okay? So I don't know if you do know this, but Coca-Cola used to actually have traces of cocaine in it.
I didn't know. I mean, yes, I heard that. I didn't know if it was true or not.
It's a true story. I have looked it up extensively.
Wow.
And so it was made in 1886, and it was, in those days, you know, a bit less strict on compliance and regulation.
Exactly.
And again, it was sold in the pharmacy. The first time it was sold was for 5 cents. A cup, because they thought it was selling quite well. And then obviously it sort of picked up just more and more interest. And today, I mean, it's owned by the likes of Warren Buffett in his company in Berkshire Hathaway and BlackRock. So, I mean, proper investors. It's the biggest brand
in the entire world.
It exists in every country in the world. Yes.
So only Coca-Cola people drinkers can answer this question.
Yes. So glad you came to
Coke. Coca-Cola, does Coke taste better in a glass bottle?
Yes. There's no question.
You don't want to think about that?
No, there's no question.
It's so
there's
funny.
No question. I don't know what it is, but there absolutely is a difference.
So we were out, Nikki says, yes, no question. It's so interesting. It's so funny. So we were out.
We need to do a test.
I was actually out in the Free State last week, one of the days. And, we were at, the kids ran in to buy something to drink, and they saw an old, because it was a Free State, it probably had been sitting there from the 1970s, it was a 1.25 litre glass bottle of Coke.
Oh, wow.
And one of my other kids who wasn't with us was having his wisdom teeth out the next day. And I said, that's it. This is the best get well present that will ever be able to. And he was so excited. And it's very hard as a non-Coke drinker to relate to it, to understand the excitement about Coke and about Coke in a glass bottle.
Well, let me explain that. I mean, we're talking about glass bottles, but my father has always collected Coke. He's always had a collection. In fact, growing up, Coca-Cola used to deliver to my home. My blood was half Coke, half blood. And, you know, luckily I have got a bit older and wiser and realized that sugar potentially is not so good for you.
So
I tried to encourage my own children not to drink it. But there's just something about an ice cold Coke that is amazing. And a glass bottle.
In a glass
even
bottle.
Better.
So the plastic just is not the same.
Oh, no, definitely. Not even a quick. It doesn't even come close. But I have to tell you, my dad's collection of Coca-Cola, that whenever I travel, I do try and bring him like a Coke tin bottle from wherever overseas.
Wow.
So when I came back from Japan, I gave him, and I shepherd it with, it's got to be full.
Oh, so it has to have Coke in it.
It's got to have Coke in it.
Right, it can't just be the bottle.
Husband doesn't understand this.
Right, in the house is wondering the same thing.
Try and bring as many as possible. And also, you know, the Olympics, whatever sports events come out, they bring out commemorative cans that they collect. my sister goes. I mean, if she has to go to 20 Checkers, she'll go. She'll collect every single
one.
That
is so
And
funny.
I mean, so that brand loyalty to Coca-Cola is insane. And I have to tell you, out of all I buy him like little gifts and stuff, the best gift that he went on about for days was the tin of Coca-Cola.
So it was worth going to Japan just for the Coca-Cola.
It was absolutely worth it. I knew it would bring the glee. My husband doesn't understand it, but my family does, and it's highly entrenched, and that loyalty to that brand. I mean, talking about the loyalty, so we're talking about Corona at 8 billion. Coca-Cola is worth $80 billion in brand value. Just brand value. And it's the only non-IT company in the top seven of global brand values, like in terms
that's
of
buyers. That's incredible. So the new Coke that has a little less sugar, is that as good?
No.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to offend anybody.
Nothing's ever going to be the original Coke. And I mean, even though now, no, we've also talked about it before, like the rebranding, the black strip on top. And
yes.
Got the silver strip.
It's fine. We're used to it, though.
We're used to it.
I'm fine.
I mean, I have seen people standing in aisles.
Still.
Completely baffled.
Those are the late adapters.
They're the ones who potentially do not buy. They're the ones who are on mineral water most of the time.
Right, exactly.
And they've got people coming over and they know they like
Coke. I was just going to say, they've got people coming for Shabbat and they need some Coke. Cindy says Coke is definitely better in glass.
And Cindy Herring knows. She's an expert.
It doesn't have a surname, but I'm assuming.
I'm just guessing.
Right, okay.
She's an official expert.
On Coke.
In fact, still a drinker. Still an official original drinker. Refuses to go any other way.
That is
full sugar,
amazing.
Full original value.
That is, but there's certain people that's just what they drink.
Absolutely.
It's as simple as that.
And you know what? When you are feeling sick or you've got a headache, there is nothing that makes you feeling better than an ice cold Coke.
Well, Dov says Coke is good for replacing electrolytes when you get dehydrated because of the salt and sugar. Well, that is definitely true.
True. And now that they've taken the cocaine out.
Which is disappointing, but okay,
you got to take what
you get. Time is 8:32. Apologies, your news is slightly late. Dina Diamond, thank you as always for a very, very diverse, eclectic conversation this morning.
We'll try.
We do indeed.